Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every single Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan, Austin Bechtold. Back behind the glass in Green Tree, I am at the beautiful Studio B Bowser Chevy in Monroeville, and we keep it on the Fan hotline. We go out there again, somebody else from the Post-Gazette, this time the man who covers the Pitt Panthers, a matchup tomorrow for Pitt against Boston College, and we are talking about Stephen Thompson from the PG who joins us right now. Stephen, we will get to the Pitt schedule overall in just a moment, but a game like this, Pitt cannot stumble and hit its toe on this game because of what is coming up and how important some of these games against lesser opponents are, where Pitt is sometimes prone to laying an egg.
Right. We're maybe at the point where, you know, let's see if Pitt can maybe get to bowl eligibility first before we start thinking about, you know, 8 or 9 wins or something like that. So you're exactly right. I think beating a team like Boston College, who is in the running for worst team in the ACC, is really important, especially at home. You follow it up with a trip to Florida State, another road game at Syracuse, and then it's not long before you're hitting a really brutal November that includes Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and Miami. Excuse me. So really, really critical for Pitt to walk away with a win this weekend. I would argue it's a must win if this is going to be anything close to a successful season for them.
Yeah, I mean, Pitt sitting at 2-2 after dropping back-to-back games, West Virginia in the backyard brawl. Then after the bye week, they lose to Louisville. In both cases, they blew leads and lost games. And now, all of the sudden, it didn't look as daunting going into the year, but Florida State is ranked, and that game's on the road. Notre Dame, we knew would be pretty good. Georgia Tech, I don't know if we thought they'd be this good. Miami, I don't know if we thought they would be this good, and Pitt has all of them remaining. That means they pretty much have to win. If they want to ensure themselves a bowl, obviously it takes 4 more wins, but the game against BC, Syracuse, NC State, Stanford, those all feel like close to must win, Stephen.
I would completely agree. When Pitt gets into a state like this where they lose a couple games early in the year that you don't really expect them to, traditionally that has kind of meant that they're going to pick off someone that they should beat or they shouldn't beat later in the season. So it's not completely out of the question to me that, you know, they do end up taking down Notre Dame or Miami or Georgia Tech or something like that. But it is not... it definitely does qualify as a must win. That game against Boston College starts this weekend, but yeah, you got to beat the teams that you're supposed to, if you want to get back on track and even kind of entertain the idea of meeting what were some higher expectations earlier in the season.
Yeah, I do agree with you there. I feel like they will have a game that they lose when they shouldn't, and they also have a game that they win when they shouldn't. I mean, I do think they will end up knocking off one of those ranked teams just because they are good for it pretty much every single year. What do you think the Panthers' biggest issue has been in these last two losses?
Well, yeah, it's been the offense. I think this defense has, for the most part, held up its end of the bargain. The thing is that they are being put in really poor situations by an offense that is turning the ball over, that is not converting in the red zone. They've made 21 trips to the red zone, which is actually, among the most in the country. I think that's tied for 26th. But they've scored touchdowns in just 11 of those possessions. That can't continue. They've had turnovers in there. Eli Holstein is throwing interceptions. Penalties have backed them up and put them behind the sticks and into bad situations where they can't run the ball as effectively. So red zone execution has to be a lot better. Eli Holstein, I think, has been more good than bad this season, but for Pitt to really be at its best, he's got to be sharper and more consistent and, especially in the big moments, right? Red zone opportunities, but also late in games in the second half when teams adjust, the quarterback play has to be better for Pitt to make this offense really go.
50-minute mark on the Fan. We are a few minutes away from that. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Assess the job that Eli Holstein has done so far this season.
Yeah, like I said, more good than bad, I would say. Still completing north of 60% of his passes, and he's on pace to throw for about 3,000 yards. And I don't know how many touchdowns he's on pace for off the top of my head, but he's on pace for 15 interceptions. He's kind of met some of the statistical baselines so far that I think you would expect from him. But the situational stuff has not been very good. People around the program and us, I think, that cover the team every day hold Eli to a pretty high standard. They expected a lot out of him after what he did in the first half of last year. And I can't say that he has really lived up to the high bar that has been set for him. He's been inaccurate at times. His decision-making hasn't been fantastic. And, operationally, this offense hasn't always been smooth, especially in, like I said, the biggest moments. So, if I had to give it a grade, it's probably closer to a C- or a C+ than it is, an A or a B. And mostly just because you expected a lot more from him. And this was supposed to be a year where he's able to capitalize on some growth and some extra time in the system and extra time in the program. Like, this was supposed to be a year where he can put it all together and this team can win with him at the helm. And, you go 0-2 against the only two power conference teams that you play. It's bad. It's not looking good. High expectations, but Eli's not meeting them right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talking to Stephen Thompson, he covers the Pitt Panthers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It is kind of funny, Stephen. This time a year ago, the early conversations were, oh, man, Eli Holstein is going to get poached by a bigger school, more of a blue blood in college football. Pitt has to do everything they can to keep Holstein and Cade Bell around. And here we are a year later. They haven't beaten a Power 4 team in almost a calendar year. And it seems like the back half of last season has really rubbed off here early in 2025.
Yeah, it has. You know, it's really kind of mind-blowing when you put together the fact that it's almost been, you know, a full year since that game where they picked off Syracuse three times in the first half and really ran away with a huge win, and we're kind of flying high before going down to play a really good SMU team. The end of last season, I think there were plenty of good reasons why Pitt collapsed down the stretch. I mean, they were not really healthy in any stretch of the imagination on either side of the ball. Losing Eli Holstein to, you know, what amounted to a season ending injury was huge. Losing Branson Taylor at left tackle, you know, set into motion this, you know, carousel on the offensive line that didn't help anything either. Desmond Reed missed some time as well. It was just kind of a confluence of a lot of bad things. And even then, they were still competitive and in a good few games. You know, like that Clemson game is always going to stick out in my mind as a game that they could have and should have won. You know, they were within range of a few other wins as well. But just the inability to close out games has trickled over into this year. And things like the penalty issues that I referenced, I mean, those existed, you know, long before this season or last season as well. So there's just a baseline of bad football, quite frankly, that's kind of trickled over from last year. And, you know, they're a little banged up. They've been dealing with some injuries. You know, Desmond Reed hasn't played in, you know, really 3 weeks effectively. We'll see if he can go this week, but there's not been the same kind of uncontrollable attrition or uncontrollable challenges like there were last year. To me, Pitt's two losses to Louisville and West Virginia were entirely self-inflicted and entirely avoidable. This team should be 4-0 in my mind, and they are the sole reason they've gotten in their own way, and that's the sole reason why they're not undefeated right now.
Is there a real risk that Eli Holstein loses his job before season's end?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't tell you that I think it'll happen this week. I don't know what the timeline looks like, but, you know, I think the leash on Eli Holstein is a lot shorter than maybe, you know, I think everyone wants to draw the example between this year in 2023 when Phil Dracovic was at quarterback. And that's not to say that Eli is playing nearly as poorly as Dracovic was that season. But I think that there is a sense of urgency around this program. And that will lead to a shorter leash. You know, I was pretty stunned, honestly, last weekend when Eli Holstein was pulled late in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was a move that Pat Narduzzi would want to make, even if he's just looking for a spark in a moment. I think that was indicative of a team that, like I said, has some urgency and is, it not kind of messing around and kind of feel the heat a little bit. They're looking for someone who can win for them right now. There's not going to be, I think, a ton of patience if, you know, especially if things start to go south on Saturday and if they lose on Saturday especially.
Stephen Thompson, check out his stuff at the PG. Stephen, what would you say your official prediction for tomorrow is?
I have to predict a win because I think Boston College, like I said, is one of the worst teams in the ACC. And in my heart of hearts, I don't believe Pitt is that bad. I also think Pitt's going to be able to break through in the red zone. BC gives up a lot of touchdowns in the red zone. I think it'll be kind of a get right game for the Panthers. So I expect a win. Probably won't be particularly comfortable, but it'll be a victory, and that's really all that matters.
Steven, thanks for taking the time, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
There we go. Steven Thompson from the PG. Nick Kostos joins us in just a couple of minutes. Austin, with a couple of minutes here before we do get to Nick, your Nittany Lions at UCLA tomorrow, 3:30. A little bit worried about Penn State after the loss at Oregon, you know, an emotional loss at home. The whiteout game took a lot out of them maybe, and now they go out west.
They should win this game 60-0. Donnie, like UCLA.
UCLA is brutal.
They're in such a bad position. They fired their coach. They fired Tino Sunseri, the offensive coordinator.
Pitt QB.
Yeah, they've Central Catholic zone.
Yep.
They have basically reshaped everything on their team coaching wise. And Nico Amalevin from Tennessee to go to UCLA as their quarterback with basically no help on the outside and an offense that is falling apart. Tony Rojas got hurt in practice earlier this week for Penn State. Rumor on the street is that it's a really bad knee injury and that he's probably not going to play the rest of the year. That is not good. They're going to, especially because Tamir Robinson, who went to Brashear, transferred, and they didn't expect that in the spring portal window to go to USC. So a little bit concerned about that, but I ultimately think Penn State should crush UCLA, get back to it, and watch Drew Aller throw for like four touchdowns and everybody be like, oh, should we buy into Drew Aller? But, you know, I will be reasonably saying next week this is what we all expected him to do. Let's see what he does against Ohio State and Indiana.
Right. He does specialize when they play the scrubs of the Big Ten. Speaking of getting crushed, I think that will happen to West Virginia tonight. I know we'll get to our picks later, but they have a late-night one at BYU. Adam Crowley will have to stay up until almost 2 a.m. if he wants to watch that game, but maybe by halftime it'll be safe for him to hit the hay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.